This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Oh my God. Before America can be great again, she must be free again.
She must
You're
be free again.
To the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, what do you think we call like America or a ship a woman? Don't we hate women?
Yeah, everybody hates women in America. I mean, that's the thing. Like, women don't have equal rights. We don't have equal rights ever since. Since the beginning of the creation.
Darling, that's not true. Women have more rights in the West than anywhere else.
Excuse me. Do not call me by, the word darling. That is in itself extremely transphobic. You need to refer to me as my proper pronoun, which is Z. Okay? And if you don't, you're going to find out what happens.
I noticed you guys get real threatening. Like, I noticed that at a lot of the events, women get beaten up. If they try to go hear Milo or other people speak, you think that's good?
Yeah, because Milo is completely out of touch with reality. Milo is a racist, okay? Nobody likes Milo in this country, and he needs to just stay away from the colleges because college people need to be able to have a safe space. Okay, and if he's coming there invading our safe spaces on campus, then he needs to be removed. Okay, you cannot have somebody like Milo coming out and preaching hate speech.
So this woman deserves to be beat up by a bunch of men. Then.
Yes, because she is standing for hate speech. She's going out of her way to make people.
But what about the image of 50 men beating a woman up and then her being dragged away like a horde of zombies got her into a crowd into the night to be put in the hospital with fractured collarbones?
Well, America needs cleansing. America needs to go through cleansing because we can't continue to have all this hate speech. Okay?
Because it seems to me that you're the ones that are really hateful and intolerant.
You're racist. You're racist. You're racist. You're a bigot. You're a fascist. You're a fascist.
But I mean, you have the chant, racist, go away, no USA, yep. KKK. How's it go?
No Trump. No KKK, no racist USA. No Trump. No KKK, no fascist USA. No Trump. Yeah. Seriously? Stop being racist, and then you won't get beat over the head and have your Make America Great Again hat stolen from you. Okay?
Well, the President Trump was to call up on this telephone right here. What would you say to him?
I would say that he knows that he stole the presidency from Hillary Clinton and that he is a Russian spy working for Vladimir Putin to continue the patriarchy in this nation, and that he needs to do the right thing and leave before we force him to.
Well, George Soros admittedly is working with Obama in a plan to overthrow Trump. What do you think of that?
Well, good, because George Soros at least has, a good sense and morals to make sure to remove the next Hitler.
Wait a minute. George Soros actually worked for Hitler.
No. Trump is the embodiment of
But George Hitler. Soros literally worked for Hitler.
I don't believe you. La 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 la. I don't believe you. No.
Now tell me about this outfit you're wearing for TV viewers. Is this like the kind of outfit? I've got to say though, you're normally a little too attractive compared to the average social justice warrior.
Yeah, because you are a bigoted white male, so you would say a chauvinist comment like that to me. I told you, don't even think of me or refer as me as a female because I am a Z. I'm a Z. That's it. I'm a Z.
Do you agree with the public schools that tell parents not to say mother or father on the entrance forms? Because if someone else has a mother or father, that might hurt somebody?
Yeah, because it can be very hurtful for all the people out there that are non-binary. All of the, children who their parents are both men and...
Okay, wait. You're going to be here at the studio for a few hours and some interviews and things. When do we have a space for her to come back on? Now, she didn't make you mad for me to say that.
Oh, you are one sneaky... sneaky bigot.
If you only knew how sneaky,
you are
believe
so
me.
Sneaky. Oh, my gosh.
I know what your problem is. I know what's
wrong.
No. I know what's wrong. I'm going to help you out, okay?
You're the one.
I know what you need, sweetheart.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I walk along the avenue. I never thought I'd see a girl like you. Need a girl like you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Getting Dr. Jerome Corsi, our Washington Bureau Chief, on the line. We're about to go to him in just a moment. And I got to tell you, a lot is going on. There are definitely huge moves to isolate President Trump by the Republican Party inside of the White House, but that's not working. He broke out Saturday and gave that amazing speech in Melbourne, Florida. We heard a lot of excerpts of that earlier in the broadcast today and, of course, Sunday. Coming up after Dr. Corsi leaves us, former UK Prime Minister Sir Edward Heath was a pedophile. That is the new claim being made by police in a major, long-term criminal investigation. I was told by a talk show host on air about this more than a decade ago, and there was even more claims, not just that. Trevor Heath was a pedophile, says police chief. Astonishing claim is made that the former PM is guilty of vile crimes covered up by the establishment. And he, of course, helped bring England into what became the European Union today. Mark Cuban says robots will cause unemployment and we need to prepare for it. Well, because the elites have made that decision. We shouldn't make that decision. We should say build a world for humans. Trump's ISIS plan, another U.S. invasion. Ron Paul is being somewhat critical of that. Well, the U.S. and the globalists and Soros helped make the mess. They've come in and invaded. We have to crush the Saudi Arabian force. That's a just war to clean them out forever, or they're going to continue. NASA sends antibiotic-resistant bug into space. We're going to get into what that project is involved in. Limbaugh rips deep state fake media in rare interview. We're going to be getting some of that as well. Salmonella bug may help treat cancer. A lot of interesting things breaking on that front as Bill Gates comes out and says he believes that superbugs are about to be released. We need a global government to counter them. And Chelsea Clinton just magically has a book out right now saying the exact same thing. We have state officials, in fact, unanimously state attorney generals, writing to President Trump again, asking him to move to repeal orders and different legislation that Obama and the Democrats basically rammed through to federalize elections. So we'll get into some of that report up on Infowars.com. Obama organizing for action partners with Soros-linked individual group to disrupt Trump's agenda. Jay Sekulow, again, as I mentioned, said that Obama should be held accountable for the soft coup against Trump. But the bigger issue is what we're dealing with is the fifth columns that are inside the intelligence agencies. Big article, of course, he put out over the weekend at Infowars.com dealing with the fact that not just Brennan, but others were admitted sympathizers, folks that had converted to radical Wahhabist Islam while living in Saudi Arabia. And that explains the fifth column. We have footage on Infowars.com from New York where thousands of women at a feminist rally observed silence during the call to prayer and Allah Akbar, and of course footage of women in Germany at feminist rallies saying Allah Akbar and saying they're going to convert to Islam. So first person I heard write about this would be like David Horowitz and then Dr. Corsi 15 years ago warning of the left's plan to merge with Islam. I just thought, look, I get the fact that the left's whacked out, but merge with Islam when women are totally, you know, controlled under it, it makes no sense. But they're so cuckolded, they're so Stockholmed, under Stockholm syndrome, that this is what they want. So it's just completely whacked out, completely out of control. But they're trying to stop Trump as the economic numbers pour in to small businesses. Very, very exciting things are happening as Trump tries to jumpstart the economy. Because if he can defeat their plan to crush the economy, they'll be derailed. Coming up in the next hour, the Motor City Madman, who lives down here in Texas now, and I don't blame him. Mission's a great place, but they've become a little bit socialist. He might be moving back there to run for Senate. He still lives there part of the year. And take that seat away from a Democrat. So, Ted Nugent coming up in the third hour today. Joining us again, Washington Bureau Chief, Dr. Jerome Corsi. Where to start here?
Well, we can start almost anywhere, Alex. I mean, I think it's clearly now a war. I mean, I don't have any doubt that we're in a war. And InfoWars is exactly the right title for it. You see a massive effort by the mainstream media right now to delegitimate Trump. And you see a massive effort even within the White House to subvert Trump, as well as in the bureaucracy. And I've said for some time, Trump is going to have to do a massive cleaning, not only with the State Department, the CIA, but the entire intelligence apparatus, going to have to clean out the White House. Anyone who's worked for Obama is suspect. And I think that's the fundamental idea that's going to have to be conveyed. And it's going to be a constant war with the mainstream media. I don't see it stopping.
Well, take this senior, quote, advisor who went to a private globalist meeting and badmouthed the president. The president learned about him and then demoted him back to his previous position. What is wrong with these people? White House confirms advisor resigning after disagreeing with Trump. No, what he did was backstab the president at a private closed-door meeting with other people in the government. A senior National Security Council advisor has resigned his old job at the National Defense University, a White House spokesman confirmed Sunday, after he criticized the Trump administration's Latin American policies. Trump's administration. Trump promises, hit Washington reality in the first month. Craig Deere was removed from his role as a senior advisor to the National Security Council's Western Hemisphere Division Friday and sent back to his original position because he's unloyal, not because he criticized. He's in there in these meetings basically fomenting a strategy against the president.
And they think it's clever. I mean, this is the problem, is that the mainstream media will applaud every one of these unfaithful, dishonest officials within the Obama administration that's lasted and kept on in the Trump administration. And instead of being reassigned, this guy Deere should have been fired outright for insubordination. I mean, this is the undermining that's going on, and it's going on constantly within the bureaucracy. It's going on within the Republican Party in Congress, and you combine that with an unstopping media attack, a bombardment, a daily bombardment on Trump. And this is really where you've got to get control. The White House is going to have to get control over the press room, and it's going to have to get control over the media. And this fake news starts with the New York Times and the Washington Post, starts with NBC. I mean, we've seen NBC constantly having to fire anchors over false news. It's going on a consistent daily basis, and it's a war to undermine the legitimacy of the Trump administration. We've got to face it. The left and the Obama leftovers, the press, really think they can destroy Trump and remove him from office. Some are so delusional to think they could put Hillary Clinton into office. They have no respect for the Constitution, and it's outright war right now.
Now, Dr. Corsi, they have a new TV show out. Well, it's been a hit TV show for a while, but a new season of Homeland, where they admit the character's based on me, and then I say horrible things and cause disasters and need to be censored. Meanwhile, they have mainstream news every day calling for myself and others to be shut down, calling us fake news, and then they have the nerve to go on national television, on CNN, I played the clip earlier, and say that Trump's trying to censor the press, and so he's a dictator. Of course, John McCain's saying that too. So they've entered a new level of deception.
And the attacks are getting intensified. I mean, take a look at the New York Times hit piece that's out on InfoWars today, a completely dishonest piece. It, you know, mentions in the article in passing that InfoWars has never had as large an audience as we currently have. There's more people today listening to Alex Jones than ever. And this is what the mainstream media can't stand. It can't stand the fact that, you know, Trump and the message of America is still alive, and all the efforts of the globalists, all the efforts of the New World Order, the Bill Gateses, the Soroses, the whole bunch of them combined with all their money, have not been able to shut up InfoWars. And the next step, if they could do it, if Hillary had been elected, would have been outright censorship. You can bet on it.
Well, the New York Times also sits there and says stuff like, oh, well, some in the White House play down the connection between Jones and Trump, which we've never even played up. The point is, Americana is coming back, something we've all been promoting for a long time. So they try to discredit me and then discredit Trump by extension. It's just not working. Meanwhile, Trump is absolutely, again, more and more isolated, even though he's still able to get so much of his agenda through.
Well, I mean, first of all, you've got to understand that the left is losing. The left is losing badly. And if Obama has his way with this OFA and they continue to disrupt town hall meetings, all that's going to happen is that the left becomes marginalized. So the Democratic Party is a European Democratic Socialist Party, and the only ones they're going to be talking to is themselves. I mean, if Obama thinks that he's going to be able to persist in Washington as a critic of the administration, you better watch out, because he didn't pardon himself. He didn't pardon Hillary and Bill Clinton. The Clinton Foundation is still operative. There's a lot of information coming out. I'm going to publish, as soon as we get it written up, much more about Podesta and Hillary taking money from the Russians. The ties are with Russia and have been money ties to Podesta and Hillary. And what the Democrats are doing is trying to blame this on the Republicans. It's not working. You know, the country is, except for L.A., except for radical leftist socialists who are becoming increasingly street thugs, the country is not paying attention, and the Democrats are losing. Yet they'll persist on the agenda, and they've got the attention of the mainstream media, which I think basically is going to become marginalized as well. And Trump is not going to lose this battle. He has to. He'll mobilize his capital and start buying some of the mainstream media and shutting it down.
Well, it's unprecedented to see how they're dug in and aren't backing down, calling for shutting us down.
Attention, patriots. Tired of the tyranny and crime in the sanctuary cities? Flee the city and seek refuge in the American Redoubt. FleeTheCity.com. Move to the freedom of Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming. FleeTheCity.com. FleeTheCity.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I...
All right, Dr. Jerome Corsi's our guest. I'm going to open the phones up and play a bunch of clips and cover news in the next few segments. And then, of course, the Motor City Madman, Ted Nugent, will be joining us, talking about a Senate run next year. Very, very exciting. I was talking to Dr. Corsi during the break, and I was just saying, where do you think this is all coming from? Because, seriously, they're now having major network TV shows admit they have a character that's supposed to be me, to discredit me, by building straw men and saying and doing things that I don't support. And then in the plots to the show Homeland, I'm saying that somebody did a bombing who didn't, and I'm trying to frame people, and I'm the villain. And in fact, since I mentioned it, let's play that clip from Homeland. Here's the trailer.
Our time. With the globalists dragging us back, taking us further and further away from the American dream, which they are killing. But that's why we're throwing up these links, these videos. Streaming worldwide, 24/7. Because if you feel it, this calling to be an independent American, the time to rise up is now.
Not a very good imitation, but some people think that I'm really part of the show now, Dr. Corsi.
Well, I mean, this again, I mean, the mainstream media thinks that they invent something and play it on a network or on, you know, HBO or whatever, that it becomes reality. I mean, Madam Secretary, the whole show was an attempt to desensitize everyone to a woman being president. They think they can affect the Americans by putting out these memes and these narratives. The truth is, you know, the American people are smarter than that. They see through it. It's why they're turning off television. They're not watching television. They're not reading the New York Times. The New York Times doesn't, you know, the Washington Post doesn't. It's all in its own building. I mean, these companies are bankrupt, and they're going to be more bankrupt because people aren't listening to their lies, and that's what's got to be exposed. And we're doing it every day. The mainstream media hates it. They want to demonize InfoWars, and that's why they constantly are, you know, feeling trapped, feeling like they're losing, and they're becoming desperate.
What do you think they're going to pull next?
Well, I think if they could, what they were going to do with Hillary Clinton is that they were going to basically run this fake news narrative, and they were going to censor or take off shows like InfoWars. They were going to ban it altogether. They were going to, you know, put mainstream media propaganda in, like Pravda and the Soviet Union. The left is intolerant. They play games. I mean, there's games they're playing with, you know, press credentials. I mean, I've applied for the press credentials, but they say, oh, it's not on official Alex Jones InfoWars stationery. And so the news agency's got to request them. Well, but okay, we'll follow their rules. We'll send in an InfoWars request, and let's see what they do. There's no legitimate reason why they can deny press credentials. And when it comes to President Trump's attention, he'll put an end to it. But this is, again, part of the subversion from within. The President Trump is not in control of the White House as long as there are Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama leftovers in positions of authority. And you've got the White House Correspondents Association that continues to want to have the same people in the front row. So every day they can bombard the president and his press secretary with negative questions to lower the poll ratings. And you'll see organizations come out increasingly and say, oh, the poll numbers are going down. But again, these are just as dishonest as the polls that were in the election saying.
I was about to say, even Gallup and others that you look at who have skewed methodology show him going up more than 10 points just the last few months. So even with their skewed methodology, he's rising. Real poll numbers are probably 65%. The numbers are showing it. The economy's starting to kick back in. I know you're really an expert on the economy. That's what your degree in history's in. There's a lot of bad indicators, a lot of good indicators. Everything he's doing, according to even Ron Paul and Rand Paul, to their credit, is wonderful for the economy. But is it too little, too late?
Well, no. I think Donald Trump's on the right track, and I think he's going to push through Congress a tax cut, a massive tax cut. I think he's going to push through the repeal of Obamacare. It's going to be resisted. You're going to have press saying, "Oh, the White House is in disarray." You're going to have, you know, John McCain, who's just a loser. He couldn't beat Barack Obama in 2008. You know, total loser. And hitting the president over, you know, this is what dictators do. It's all nonsense. The people hear President Obama, President Trump, they heard him directly when he goes out and speaks in rallies. The popularity has never been as high as it is today. And if you believe the polls, it's just like during the election campaign. The polls showed that Trump was going to lose big. Hillary quit campaigning. She was so confident. The polls are skewed, the news is fake, the media is contrived, and it's a war because they want to win and they want to block out any effort to tell the truth.
Thanks for popping in with us. Dr. Jerome Corsi with InfoWars, setting up our operations there in D.C. Thank you so much for all the analysis. We'll talk to you again soon. And we eagerly always await your articles, analysis, and columns at Infowars.com and the backup site, PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be launching some new sites as well very, very soon. I'm going to come back, give the phone number out, take your phone calls, and cover a lot of news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Here's the headline that says it all. Trump supporters see a successful president and are frustrated with critics who don't. That's on the Washington Post. You mean like Mr. Bezos that owns your company that got a $600 million contract from the CIA last year for his clandestine operations inside the Amazon server farms? These are all a bunch of taxpayer-propped-up oligarchs, and this is the key. The reason they're so arrogant is they don't care if MSM gets destroyed. They don't care if the credibility of a bunch of narcissistic teleprompter readers goes in the toilet even more. They'll just launch new networks later, find new puppets, new mercenaries, new front people. They haven't been identified. They haven't been brought out in the light like Soros has to a certain extent. But it's the Jeff Bezos's. It's the Bill and Melinda Gateses of the world. It's the George Soroses. It's the big owners of these companies that are the ones calling the shots and trying to get our guns and trying to bust our borders and trying to get rid of our wages and trying to make us poor and trying to get us into debt and getting big bailouts of our taxpayer money, but they don't want you to get any low-interest loans. They don't want you to get any factories because they want a monopoly. They're a bunch of selfish jerks. And all Trump's doing is 101. What'll turn this economy back on? But that'll screw up their big, fat, juicy monopolies, and they're angry about it, and they don't like it. So that's what's happening. Everything else is just window dressing. Now I want to take some of your phone calls for first-time callers on what you thought of what Trump's done in the last week. These press conferences, these tweets saying we're dealing with enemy media, the amazing Mar-a-Lago statements he's been making, and what happened in Melbourne, Florida, the big speech. Am I wrong about Trump? I mean, I know I'm not. The guy is on a prosperity mission, and he's trying to unify us. It's 100% now, and Trump's for real. And all the small business numbers show it. The manufacturing numbers show it, even though it's an uphill fight, and the globalists are trying to stall the economy right now. So where do we go from here, and what are they going to pull out next, and what are we going to do to hit the streets and really get aggressive politically to not be intimidated? See, we have to be aggressive and stand up and be in public and speak out and wear Make America Great and InfoWars shirts and things like that in public to show people that are scared that we're the majority and it's okay to stand up now and not be bullied by the globalists. And that's what Trump was doing. He knows his numbers are up. He knows the economy's starting to come back. But he knows you feel like you're alone. You don't know that there are other people out there that feel like you. When you go to a Trump rally, you realize that. So I would challenge the president, who I know is working really hard to get the economy going and national security and our borders, to continue at least every 2 weeks and just bam, 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 do two or three events a day, just every few weeks, dedicate a day to going out and resonating with the American people. And I think you should go to California and let people see the globalist riot. Let them see people get attacked to show folks who we're dealing with. Just don't go to places he won. Don't just go to Ohio or Michigan or Texas. Go to New York, where we know he already goes, but have a rally. Go to D.C. Go to L.A. Go to San Francisco. Go to Seattle. Because you've got your people there as well, and you know it. Biggest crowds you got were in California. Because it's absolutely essential to call these bullies bluff. They say he wants to censor the press. They're the ones openly pushing it, and Obama signed orders to do it. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Now, it's President's Day. Yeah, I'm in a very bad mood right now, okay? I should be in a very, very good mood. I was in a really good mood yesterday. I got to tell you, you can't let the bastards grind you down. I just get so sick of everything. I mean, I really get sick of watching a bunch of feminists say Allah Akbar in New York City and put a jibs on. I want to throw up. I mean, if they wanted to be super orthodox and said women should be under men and not have their faces seen and actually said they were adopting Islam, they're running around attacking the West, saying we're evil and bad, while they then say we should accept Islam, even though it'll take everything away from them they claim they want. It's just such a fraud. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Meanwhile, the U.S. deploys an aircraft carrier to contentious South China Sea, and China says, you know, even come through here, we might attack you. This is the most busy sea lanes in the world. And now China, if you look at the maps, has just claimed basically 90% of it, where no one can even navigate and go through it. China's just declared they control the South China Sea. In fact, I texted you guys a link Sunday that I wanted to play, and you grabbed another video off of it, off that page. There was another one that I really wanted to get. Where it's what CNN really does good is they've got that thing where the lady's in a big, huge studio walking around on a green screen, and she shows what China has now declared, and it really puts it into perspective in the South China Sea. It's like 90% of it. You can't even hardly go around it. I mean, it is just insane. And it's a video. But see, that's where they've got bases on those islands. I mean, if you punched it up on TV, I guess I could do it like the lady. I guess I could get a handheld mic and do it. Maybe I'll just do that right now. And then I can actually show people what I'm talking about, or I can do it over there on the map. I can't show the CNN. I can actually have it here on my phone. I will pull it up on my phone right now. We'll play it from this. That's how we'll do it. Okay, let me pull this up. Find that for folks. Where did I send that to? Did I send that to Nico or send that to Matt? I'm just getting kind of OCD now about this stuff. Did y'all guys see the article I was talking about? And then it's like a minute 33 video where they do the presentation right there. There it is. That's it. And then they actually show on the Chinese maps what they're claiming. You see that big red loop she shows right there. In fact, let's play her report if we can. Can we start it in a minute and just get some audio? And then I'll go to phone calls.
China. Here's why that matters. Under the One China policy, Beijing...
Yeah, we'll just take our time. Hey, should we start it over? Take our time. I love doing this live on air. Train wrecks are great. The crew's doing a wonderful job. Let's just take our time. Just enjoy ourselves because I've got no CD about stuff I want to play, and so then I'll feel better if I can just add this one little thing. Like there's this one graphic in the back they've had for months that I can't get rid of, and I just every time I do the show, it's that blown-out graphic. I decided if I could have that, I could be free if I had that one thing. But this, again, is just part of it all.
South China Sea, and these may not look like much, but these small, sparsely populated islands and reefs are at the center of a heated international dispute over land and water rights involving China, the United States, and much of Southeast Asia. Nearly a third of the world's trade passes through here on ships, and valuable gas and oil deposits are believed to lie below these waters. Vietnam, the Philippines, Malaysia, Brunei, and Taiwan all have competing claims to territory, but China is the most ambitious and the most aggressive. As you can see, China claims almost all of the sea, citing a historic boundary it calls the Nine Dash Line. And over here, in a chain of islands called the Spratlys, China, and to some extent Vietnam, are rapidly building artificial islands, installing infrastructure, all to justify their territorial claims. Now let's zoom in all the way in on a reef here known as Fiery Cross. Satellite photos from the Asia Maritime Transparency Institute reveal just how much China has transformed this reef into a fully fledged island, reclaiming over 2 million square meters, adding lighthouses, even an airstrip. And just a few steps away, zoom into a different story. San Ke Island, controlled by Vietnam. The AMTI says Vietnam expanded the island here by more than 50%, adding defensive positions, gun emplacements, and trenches. And less than 12 kilometers from here, Taiwan controls Taiping Island. It's a little more than a runway with a medical clinic, but it helps justify Taiwan's claim to the region. The dispute also spills out into the seas themselves. Anyone crossing these waters might run into Chinese military ships on drills, U.S. Navy boats conducting freedom of navigation operations, or fishermen from Vietnam, China, or the Philippines. A lot of traffic and tension that has raised fears that this contested body of water could become a flashpoint between competing nations.
You know, I want to build a studio like that. I mean, I'll give CNN credit where credit's due. They do that first rate. If you're a TV viewer, you saw it, a radio listener, you heard it. And I wanted to show that yesterday. I'm glad we showed it today because I've studied what's happening there. And then that was actually real news reporting by CNN. And you're sitting there looking at China having 90% of it. They never had that before. You can't even get ships around where China claims its international waters because it's so close to the coastline of other countries. They call it unnavigable. So they're basically seizing control of one of the biggest sea lanes in the world, if not the most busy, and telling everybody just to sit down and shut up. Briefly, we have a piece of art that also can be legally drilled out by you personally as a hobby project and used as a lower on an M4 made by Tennessee Arms, sold at InfoWarsStore.com. And this is a limited edition of the Victory Series. 1776, reborn with an image of Donald Trump from a side view like a general, and it's been lasered on there. It's one of a thousand. Obviously, it's the one you're seeing laser etched there on screen, and they ship these out to you within one day of your order. It's drop shipped, and of course, there's a few laws in a few states like California. You've got to go ahead and put your own serial number on it there, but just check your applicable laws and be sure and follow those. in your area, but we have an ATF letter. This is totally legal and lawful because they don't consider it a firearm because it's only 80% drilled out. If you're good, you can do it in 10 minutes. Other folks like me probably take 15, 20 minutes. But we have an informational video that we finally got produced and posted along with the directions that were already there to InfoWarsStore.com. Or call toll-free, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Also, we have the newest product at InfoWarsLife.com, Caveman, the ultimate new paleo formulation. InfoWars Life, our modern society has lost virility and almost all the ancient traditions and practices that our ancestors so greatly valued for thousands of years. One such practice goes all the way back to the dawn of humanity, cooking meat over the fire and simmering down the bones into a broth. Today, we call it bone broth. For thousands of years, our ancestors enjoyed its benefits before it became lost to our modern diets of processed junk. Introducing Caveman, InfoWars Life, the ultimate in true paleo nutrition with bone broth, turmeric root, that's key, changa mushroom, and a seven total other primal superfoods in a single great-tasting formula. The unique formulation by Caveman combines cutting-edge nutraceutical science and ancient nutrition to increase potency and maximize benefits. A high-quality bone broth helps support healthy muscles and connective tissue, while the active compounds in turmeric do battle on a cellular level and help fight free radicals. Collagen works to aid healthy tendons, ligaments, and muscle tissue. These are just a few of the superfoods ingredients found in the new Caveman True Paleo formula. Now it's supposed to be available at InfoWarsLife.com. Find out what you've been missing and secure your supply of Caveman at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Okay, I had a Ted Nugent joining us. Talk about liberty on the march. Imagine him as a U.S. senator. Demographic show, he's going to win if we get behind him. Yes, 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 yes. Let's go to Jason in Deutschland. Jason, Merkel said yesterday there's no Islamic terror. So did the Pope. It does not exist. Is that true?
I can say conclusively that's absolutely not true.
But then why would they tell us something that's demonstrably not true?
Well, as you pointed out many times on your show, the mainstream media over here is colluding with government forces to suppress reports of all kinds of immigrant on native population crime. And there have been anecdotal reports, of course, by police officers as well, that they have been instructed to either not report or underreport crime that has been brought to their attention by the local population.
Absolutely. Now, again, I have a stack of news, them admitting record crime in Germany, record in Sweden, huge national controversies covering up rapes. But according to our media, they made fun of Trump talking about it and made jokes about rape. Isn't that cute? But it's okay because they're liberals. Kind of like women screaming Allah Akbar, putting on hijabs in New York City or D.C. It's cute because they're liberals.
Right. Well, you know, it's selective. It's a selective reality that they choose to, subscribe to, rather than the objective reality that I think, you know, people that, you know, like myself who listen to you and others are trying to get closer to that objective reality.
Well, thank you for your support, my friend. What was your point about Trump's secret weapon?
Yeah, I might never have this opportunity again. The opportunity is not lost on me that I'm actually speaking with you live on air. Could I have just 30 seconds to read a short missive about a secret weapon that Trump can use right now to totally level his opposition for a fairly decent amount of time?
Please.
Okay. Trump needs a secret weapon to stave off the wolves coming for him. What could that secret weapon be? What could be so disorienting and surprising that it could buy him immediate street cred with the average Americans and give him the extra wiggle room he needs right now to defeat the traitors within the government who are trying to bring him down? I have the answer. He must immediately federally decriminalize cannabis and give it to the states. The President of the United States has the authority to do this. The shockwave that would send throughout the establishment would be powerful enough to buy Trump some time to deal with the insurrection. Colorado is a proof of concept of just how powerful decriminalizing cannabis can be for both the economy and the social consequences of drug use. For example, all alcohol-related crimes among young people have plummeted since cannabis legalization in Colorado. If Trump wants to kill two birds with one stone, setting the U.S. economy free from its bondage and buying him some badly needed support among those inclined to believe the lies about his Russian connections, this is the only and the best single attack he could muster right now. He simply must free, the greatest single, greatest sociopolitically upsetting force in America, that is cannabis legalization, Trump must release what I call the Kraken, reference to the early 80s Clash of the Titans movie. I truly believe that if Trump wanted one single thing that he could do right now or in a very short amount of time that would completely throw everything into chaos on the opposite, on the opposing...
These other people, sorry, but I appreciate your point. Jason in Germany. The number one thing he's got to do is get the economy going for small businesses and the average person to get factories built in minority areas with good paying jobs to reverse this whole race war BS, okay, that they then turn into class war. He's also got to claw back all the trillions in corporate income tax that people, via the laws, aren't allowed to even bring back. But I agree, socially, to absolutely take away their narrative that he's this evil right-winger, most of the public has smoked marijuana or does smoke it. When you decriminalize it, it actually shows that marijuana use goes down. Areas of Europe have done this, same thing happened. You can then tax it and control it. I don't want to legalize. I want to decriminalize. Then you can actually get it tested, looked at, and regulated. Because, I mean, let's say it, not having regulation in drugs, there's a lot of crap in it. Let's just be honest about that. I'm not saying regulations are usually great, but, you know, with stuff like this, it's serious. And then it lets the states have the power to do what they want and follow through on the promise Obama said he would have of not going after the states. He broke his promise and didn't. And that would shatter the myth that he's this big right-winger. The problem is Sessions is good on everything but the marijuana. And a lot of folks, you know, from the South and other places that are older really think that's like some kind of commie thing. So it's hard to get them to change their minds. But it would be a giant victory if, like Ron Paul, Trump said, put it back to the states. And I think he can make a statement and win a giant political victory with it.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with five German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 3434. That's harrys.com, code 3434, to get your free trial set.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Complaining. If I sound distracted and it sounds like I'm mean to the crew sometimes, I'm not. They love me. They're great. I just, believe me, I'm weighing in over my head, okay? And so is everybody else, okay? Anybody that tells you that this planet isn't in major crisis and that crazy things aren't going on is lying to you. But there's just so much incredible stuff going on right now behind the scenes, and that's all I can tell you. But Trump is going through a lot right now to try to save this country. And you notice the British have announced in their biggest newspapers that the prime minister was a pedophile. Well, I had it that this prime minister wasn't just a pedophile, but slit children's throats. They would bring in white plastic paper, bring in about a six-year-old girl, straight razor. They'd just slit the throat in front of him, and then he would be sexually aroused from that. And the media, go ahead and run with that. I don't care. The point is that, you know, go ahead and attack me. I mean, when you've got stuff like that, I was told on air 15 years ago or more that one of the top British pedophiles they confirmed was a top pedophile, a procurer, Jimmy Savile, was indeed raping kids, killing kids, and having sex with their dead bodies. And I remember censoring guests that said that 15 years ago. And I remember censoring guests 15 years ago that said this particular British prime minister was doing it. So at this point, I'm not censoring jack crap anymore because those people were right. And one of them was David Icke. What does that tell you? And notice Trump's in all of a sudden and all this stuff's coming up. Because I was told by NYPD and by other federal sources, watch, Trump's going to start rolling up the pedophiles. You're seeing it. All over the world, folks. So there is a serious battle. And at a certain point, it makes me want to just, I don't know how to explain it. It's not run, but I like sitting on air just calmly talking about this almost seems obscene now. You know what I mean? It's either like run away with my kids somewhere, you know, I don't mean literally, but, you know, go hide out in the country, or fight them physically, or, you know, just sit here on air but see, it's a war, so you got to be slick about it. And we're winning the war, and so I should be really positive, and so I apologize if I get negative. It's just that if I could tell you everything I knew about what people in the know know, there's a war going on this planet between good and evil. I think that basically says it all, doesn't it? John in Texas, Trump and Muslims. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. The left is using the Muslims as a foot soldiers in a new horrible Bolshevik army. And what they're doing in Europe right now is basically a red tear.
That's right. No, they're bringing in their army, and they're going to use the terror of the Muslims to get even more power.
In Russia and that they can do the same things over again. But it seems to me that's what the game plan is.
I agree. What do you think of Trump?
He's doing everything I want him to do. The only criticism I have of him is if he concentrate more on getting his legislation passed and executive orders instead of, you know, all his backbiting trying to fight people that don't like him anyway. Allow InfoWars and all of the media handle them, the leftists, and just concentrate on getting all this stuff passed, because once he gets the economy to full employment and everything's rosy, these people won't be able to get elected dog catcher.
Well, do you ever think in our lifetimes we'd see such a super champion?
I never thought I'd see where us, the patriots and the common people would have a foot in the door where he'd listen to us. He listened to you and he listened to the other internet host that we got to say so.
Now, he's the real deal. He is the real deal. There is no doubt. Donald J. Trump's a real president for us in our corner. He's Andrew Jackson Reborn.
Thank you for listening.
Mainstream media finally figured that out, too. We'll be back. 70 seconds, more calls.
Today.